You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318.
It's been quite some time since I've asked you, Fat Boy. Is there any heat?
Oh. Is a good question. Is there any heat?
Is there any heat?
Let me look. You know what? No heat, but there is a guy who has a message for someone on the show. And probably a helping hand, you could say. So
it's pretty open-ended there.
Could be positive. Could be.
I do know we have the woman who's complaining about a male coworker.
Oh boy!
Bowel movements of gigantic proportions.
Rough ones too.
Yeah,
and the amount.
How does she know?
She's going to explain that to you.
Okay, I want to know.
She's going to lay the whole thing out.
I don't go to the bathroom with you people.
This is what happens when you let too many people sit on your face. That's all.
Paige lays on her back and does it in her face. She's like a goat. She doesn't do it like us people.
No,
that's why her hair's blonde.
I don't watch you, though, is what I'm saying.
You know, that's how you... One of the male goats has a blonde goatee now, and I literally have figured out it's not his hair changing. Nope. Or he hasn't started smoking cigarettes. He pees in his face because he's in heat. Yeah. Imagine if men did that. They'd never. Women
you
be
do.
Like, dude, go
you
take a go.
Other.
Wash your face.
Get away from me! Don't try to kiss me.
Wash your face.
What's wrong with you?
You know what?
Billy?
It's funny.
Your breasts smell like ammonia.
Billy Goat.
It's funny you mentioned urination and faces and men hanging out because that's probably what's going on in this first caller's life right now. But he took some time out to call the FOF line.
864-241-4318.
Now you tell me if this is the real deal.
Yo, yo, it's Vinny. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
That's all it was. Was that a threat?
One more time.
I think he wants your booty.
One more again.
He said he's coming after your ass. Like, does he mean to fight it or?
A spank it.
Or?
I don't know. So I'm kind of like, but is that who he says he is?
Yo, yo, it's Vinny. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
I thought he said Kenny.
Gets out. He's in jail.
Yeah,
is that Anthony Hardaway?
No, it's not Penny.
Is Diddy?
It says his name's Diddy. Could it be the Diddy? The Diddy that might get pardoned, I read? Might very well possibly get pardoned.
Why is he coming
pardoned?
After you?
I don't know. I mean, that's like...
That, I wasn't at a freak-off.
That's somebody...
I think you were.
I was calling...
Well, again, call back, Diddy, because please. We need to find out how you want to go after Fat Boy's ass.
Like, I was calling for heads to roll, and maybe this we took an issue with, but...
Well, I'm just going to say, did he? Fat Boy's a married man.
You have to have a lot of baby Earl. And,
that's not appropriate.
Baby Earl.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're going to have a lot of those pink drugs you keep in baggies, allegedly.
Oh, boy.
May I ask for it one more time?
One more time. Just to make sure we got to verify, right?
Because I didn't realize his name.
Yo, yo, it's Diddy. I got 1 minute, but I'm just saying this to the people. Fat Boy, when I get out, coming after your ass.
Hmm.
You got
coming after your ass.
Yeah.
It's probably going to, like, you know, get with Kanye, too. Yay.
Well, at least he's... So he's going to go sloppy seconds.
Man, I don't know if I should, you know, hire protection detail. Mm-hmm. If I should walk around with iron underwear like they wore in Men in Tights.
Could you imagine, though, like, you're at a, like, this is nothing to do with the kids or the trafficking, but, like, you're knowingly at a sex party. You're knowingly at a sex party.
Everybody, never got invited to one.
Everybody's going to swing around and orgy up, and everybody pulls out the baby oil. But then there's a fight or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, we got to get out of here. But you're sliding down, all in the house, trying. It's a great movie scene.
Apparently.
People trying to get to their car, but they're sliding all down, and everything's marble, and everything's all decadent and luxurious. They're sliding down, trying to get to their car to get away before Gruff Daddy comes out and kills them all. It's a good horror movie.
Makes you wonder why people think that would be a good substance to use for certain activities. Because we had a slide with it, and we did slide everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're trying to use it for a certain thing,
that looked
fun.
Wouldn't
you have a hard time kind of staying on point, if you know what I'm saying?
I just have a hard time thinking, I mean, breaking down the word value of that. Like, I don't want to, I can't think sexy about something with baby in it.
No, you shouldn't. And if you do, like, you know, there's probably a sign of, you know, something's going on.
I don't know. Baby.
It's probably, arguably not good.
It's like, that's in there kind of for a reason.
Making babies.
Yeah, like they say pedophiles, or a lot of them have foot fetishes.
Making babies.
And you go
sexy.
To a podiatrist?
Or what do you use to
Come
count
on,
your
call
steps
me on
with?
That before everybody calls us dumb. That was a joke. It's ped, not pud.
All right.
Well, will you walk him outside every day so we don't have to worry about him?
I can't carry him. But he carries us, Paige.
Y'all win today. I'll give up.
Yeah, she I mean,
y'all
you know what? I'm gonna bring us in here, Fat Boy, on Monday. I'm gonna bring some white flags. When this war of words starts, I'm just gonna pull a France on your ass.
Yes.
Just wave it everywhere.
And she's gonna be doing her gun sound effects. Pew 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 pew.
It's funny you mention guns.
I'm trying to get us on to the next one.
So I just wanna say I'm listening to Paige, Matt. Fat Boy, I'll talk about guns. Paige can have a f-ing gun and a ninja sword in her purse, at her house, hid in every room, and this goes for all three of y'all. If somebody has to jump on you with a gun, your f-ing gun has no use whatsoever. Your f-ing good is dead. You're wasting your time walking around with that damn gun. If I want to f-ing kill you, guess what? You're dead. You're f-ing dead.
You know, we were talking about weapons the other day.
Yes, and he said a ninja sword. Paige has a karate sword, according to her.
She got a karate sword, but
it was a gift from a Marine.
She says she's got guns. Guns.
But like I said.
She keeps them hidden in every room.
I have them mainly for the shotgun for the sound, because I rock it. If they're on the other side... I'm not walking out of the house with a shotgun.
You bought a shotgun because that was sounds.
No, I have a shotgun for the mountains so I can practice shoot ski.
Hey, I knew that was going on up in the mountains. Somebody was shooting ski.
Play the Lord John.
Huh?
Ski, ski, ski.
I like the way it sounds.
Okay, first off, not being weird, but did he not sound a little bit like your heavenly husband, Paige? It sounded a little bit like Chris.
Yeah,
all those shotguns. Okay.
He did like the guns.
Well, yeah, he liked shotgunning beers as well.
Well, they were shotgunning Coronas, for real.
Remember one time he got me real good. He shook that can up real good, and I took that pocket knife and stuck it in there, and it stuff shot all over
shot
me.
Right.
It was
the
beer,
hell?
By the way. Yeah.
I remember the time I asked you to pick up my wallet, and then I farted on the back of your neck.
So what should we have in every room if not karate swords or guns? Should we have mercenaries like him hiding in every room? He could jump on their back and kill them if he wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. If somebody's going to take you out, you don't have a chance.
You know, she said,
because
Paige,
you're not expecting it.
She said she got us nunchucks. I don't remember getting them.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
But that's a great weapon.
You remember them, don't you?
I don't. I remember them griffin steaks, thanks.
I brought them in, and I said, I can't sell them, so you can have them.
Yeah. Griffin steaks.
And somebody took them home, because I don't have them anymore.
Well, this is a quick way to make some drug money, I guess, real quick.
What? Game. Griffin steaks? That's what the freaking fidget spinners were.
It's like, what is the game? What is the point? It not dropping it?
For people that were... is it ADHD or OCD they were trying to market the fidget spinners to? But then it was like people got them just because they, like, if they're at work and they can't, like, text with that thumb, or, you know, women at home with that thumb, they got to do something with the thumb. You just have to.
I feel like it was for...
Hitchhike, play video games, or fidget.
It was for ADHD, but if you didn't have it and you got one, it's like it gave it to you.
It would call it, yes. Yeah. Yes. It becomes that weird thing. That those things are real, and maybe we just couldn't identify them 25 years ago, because I know people say that a lot. Yeah. It didn't exist then. I mean, a lot of stuff didn't exist then, you know?
Equality.
Women's rights. Yeah, okay. Oh, God. We went for the same thing.
Yeah, so.
You got a break on that one.
You just don't know your history, that's all.
Paige says 19th Amendment, take it back right now. That's what she says.
All right.
Pull it. Is that the wrong one?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
I did ask her for the joke. She knew it. I didn't know it.
I have canaries just flying around my head right now. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, what might we hear?
We got some feedback. Remember the call last week? She said grass clippings. She doesn't like it over her freshly washed new car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear from a landscaper who has some terse words for old chick.
Terse. Yeah, I like crass, but terse crass is good, too.
Terse, straight up effed.
Rigid.
Rigid.
That's one, I don't like that word.
Sharp.
I don't like the word rigid. Yeah. And so on. It makes me think of, like, what doctors told me that, like, when I have seizures, or had, I haven't had them in, like, going on 4 years, but they said, that I would get real rigid. Like, I hear that word, and it makes me think, like, of, like, that moment, or like attorneys.
Rigid is better than flaccid.
Oh, wow. Jerry, that brain's going today.
She's always got ding-a-ling on the brain. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Guys.
This is, okay. For all my enemies. Too many to name, bitch. I don't live with you.
I'm gonna start calling people woes. Walking in here acting like a woe. God, what was Ric Flair saying all those years?
Oh.
I don't give up. I don't give up.
I don't give up. I don't.
You both do. It'd be hard. Hold on. I love this self-censoring. It's not like a little Lambretta taking off.
You know, Tupac always said, you got to get these songs on radio, so you got to have an edit for them.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I love the artists who say, I refuse to do that. It's like, all right, you're just going to... Yeah.
Shoot yourself in the nuts.
You're going to be club music only.
I prefer the girl from the movie Fist Fight doing it because she really gets into it.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't have that version available.
About 5 years ago, I went and saw Big Sean up in Charlotte, and... I'm a fan, but it was, you know, I couldn't sing along a lot.
You can, because people are going to look at you. And they're going to wonder, like, is this honk going to say all the words?
Or wonder if they have, like some kind of cameras facing the audience.
And
watching it. It's like, man, I'd wake up the next morning and be on World Star wearing a Confederate. I meant camouflage. I meant camouflage.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? They just stopped the show. I think Big Sean would stop it and say, what?
Stop my heart. Get some Motley Crue on. Bring me back.
What is you doing?
Would be the
number one question you would get.
You dumb, stupid.
I don't fool with you.
Whoa.
My goodness. Brr.
All right.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot today.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you can learn something else, like how to pick up the phone and do your damn job. Oh. That's what this lady's saying.
Oh, my.
Pick it up. Help us out.
Us? Yeah. Or, oh, us.
She's calling out a, well, no.
Somebody else.
At her place.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I didn't mean to sound like Rain Man just then, but.
No, it's fine.
Five.
You're a horrible driver, in fact. I've seen
it. He does it for a living. She's wanting people to.
You can ride an elevator like it's going out of style.
Oh, boy.
I love your show. I love this part. I look forward to it every Friday morning. I'm going to take part in it today. I want to complain about the f***ing people I work with every f***ing day. How about you going to refuse to do part of your f***ing job? It's your job! F***ing do it! God! Answer the phones. Get the drive-through. Don't refuse because you don't want to do it. You don't feel like doing it. And then everybody else has to pick up your f***ing slack. God! Answer the phones! Don't huff when you have to help somebody. They're not going to bite you on the other end of that phone. Pick it up. Say hello. Do something instead of just standing there complaining about your job. F***ing help us. Instead of just not doing anything at all.
Here's an observation. If it's bothering you so much, why you ain't answer the MF-er?
Right?
Well, and also, did she say drive-through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which reminds me of something I've been watching the past couple of days. There's a group of teenagers that hacked.
You're surveilling yourself.
They hacked the drive-through. So the guy's telling them, she's trying to put her order in. He says, hang on, bitch. I ain't ready yet.
Oh my
and
God.
Then he calls her a C word, and she took off. She bypassed two cars in the drive-thru and slammed it right in the window. How and the guy's like,
people still call each other communists these days.
He said, ma'am, I'm sorry, somebody hacked her system.
You know, at least I could say back in our childhood, or maybe Fatboy, you're probably not born yet, but you know, hackers and stuff were trying to like create World War III and stuff like that, and y'all just like messing with the drive-thrus.
I know, like use it for good, like help us fight our enemies.
Russia, little movie China. Called War Games, also a great wrestling pay-per-view as well.
Really was.
Yeah.
Two rings, sometimes three.
I bled many a bucket of blood in them cages.
We gotta get out of this ring and go to the other one, baby. We got to worry about getting out of here alive.
Also, people are saying that was not the real Diddy. They called in. They think that was someone pretending. Diddy. I just want to point out, just to pull the curtain back. No, we didn't really think it was him. It's somebody calling and pretending that they're going to come after Fatboy's ass.
Yeah, if you're just listening at the Better Skills place, like, we really didn't think it was him.
Right.
We got to explain some of these. This guy right here, Paige, this is all you. This guy's got a message for
me?
You.
For me? Know? Oh, Lord.
And she acts like she hates us. She loves it.
She does love it.
She loves it.
She loves being the center of attention.
Yeah.
I don't, because it's always negative.
He's got a...
God.
Well, he might have a helping hand for you, too. You never know.
864. Do you work with someone who you give compliments to all the time and they never get any? Call in 864 241-4318. The FOF line.
Paige, I'm so disappointed in you. You need me to come down there and help you fire back at Mattman and Fatboy. Every damn day, it's more jokes about your jumbo jugs, your traffic-stopping milk wagons, your honker hollers, and you just sit there laughing or acting like having big old hooters is some kind of curse. I'll admit, that bit Mattman did about you living in a tiny house and knocking everything off the shelves when you turn around, that was actually funny. But Paige, come on. You never roast them back. I'll email you some comebacks if I have to. Let's turn it around on those two. Rip into their sad little situation. Madman hasn't kept a relationship since dial-up internet was a thing.
Oh.
And Fatboy's been married 15-plus years, which means neither one of them is getting laid. Step it up, God. You hole. Let those lum luggers swing and clap back.
What?
You're sitting on enough firepower to knock both of them off the air.
What do you call them?
Oh, my God.
I love the one was milk wagons.
Long luggers? What, he said something like that. Long something.
Man, that was...
I don't know.
That was, it took some shots there, man.
Yeah, I don't like how that took a turn.
Yeah, and plus...
Some of it I liked.
Fat Boy, you've been married over 20 years, right?
20 is 20 this year, yeah.
Okay. And there was dial-up modems.
So when you make it to 20, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty much.
See, Paige just can't. She won't be mean, though. You could give her a list of mean things.
Oh, I can be mean.
Again, I'm trying to compliment you.
But I choose not to because it will backfire. I mean, I remember being mean to someone, and I'll never. I mean, it was just a joke. Yeah. It was just a joke.
Oh, what happened? Because I don't remember legit. Can you say what happened?
No.
You know exactly what she's talking about.
I don't exactly. Write it down. I'll be able to read it. Like, I don't have to even
use sign language.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, this
just wasn't worth it.
Yeah. That's
I thought you were going to really get hit that day. I really did.
Yeah. And I will point out, too, that it was not anyone in this room or anything like that. Someone being very aggressive with Paige, where me and Fatboy are like, do we need to beat his ass right now and possibly lose our jobs over this to protect Paige? Fatboy said no.
I said, do we need to join him? What do we need to do right now?
He actually said we could probably like blindfold her and put a kick in and just say that the other guy.
Tell me.
Just so we need to tag in.
Push me down the stairs. There's a big staircase.
Yeah, that was.
That was not a fun moment
to be around at all. At all.
I don't even remember how it started, but.
Don't say it. Remind me off the air, but
yeah,
I don't even remember.
Because normally when that stuff would start, I'd just kind of pan out, you know, just kind of like what. But I'm still listening, but not like intently. Like I'm not looking at you because I don't want to be brought into to the conversation.
Like you want to figure it out first.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. Like God, yeah. I mean, why is that person so aggressive? But I mean, I get it. She gets on my nerves too. But at the same time, I'm kidding. I agree with that. But send Paige things for us. I mean, that's fine. I'd like to compliment her and say that she is a very sweetheart of a person that generally would not say anything really mean about us, because that's just how she is.
And I just don't think...
Start getting a little more saltier.
I don't think, you know, ways of cutting you down. But I will. I'll start looking at you and looking at your flaws and bringing them up if you want me to.
That's that guy saying it. That guy is one of those simpletons that thinks when we say stuff about each other on here that we literally mean it or whatever.
I would rather
smiling and winking at each other.
Build you up than tear you down. That's just my personality.
And tear me up later if you
want. Okay, I will.
Oh, no.
We're going to walk him out to his car so nobody will hurt the boy.
For a change, you're going to get up in my guts this time.
Oh, God, yes.
Let's get a break on that one.
You want to? We still haven't heard from the woman who is mad about her male coworkers blowing up the bathroom at work.
Yeah, plus you'll hear this woman bitch about her car again if you missed it last week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is there an update?
Yeah. Yeah, I just said earlier that the guy's going to, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But he's playing. Okay, I thought. That's my own stupidity there. Okay. I thought you were talking about this, the guy that called in and railed on Paige. On us more.
Let's put it to the test, Paige. Call him a dumbass for not paying attention.
Yeah, pay attention, dumbass.
Oh, that sounded a little like extra mean.
I'm calling HR right now.
Might be on hold for a little bit, buddy.
I understand how they're funny.
Might not be here.
Stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys. And we're back.
And we're black.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Now people are texting in just vile, awful things about Fatboy and I in an attempt to help Paige down the road if we have a war of words or whatever.
Like everybody's practicing right now, just kind of getting them out.
Yeah. All right. Many of you are using work phones. That's fun. That's fun. All right.
Who you been texting, man?
864. I know. Who are you texting? They immediately text you right back.
It's supposed to be so strange.
It's
supposed to be on the clock.
If you want to text 1-800-774-0093, or if you'd like to call and participate in next week's FOF line, 864-241-4318.
So if you missed it, here's the call from last week. The chick's in the car. She's not happy with landscapers. Keep the grass clippings in your yard, she's saying.
What the absolute is wrong with people? If you're cutting your grass and blowing clippings in the road, somebody with a clean car who actually takes time to keep their clean. Now I've got your damn grass all over my car, up to my nice shiny tires. Why don't you be a decent human being and put them back in your yard, or maybe cut your grass more often?
Oh, how about that?
Well, I don't. I you know, with landscapers though, like I. Yeah.
I would prefer they would
bag all the grass. Yeah. I mean, I wish.
I thought they did.
Some of them do. A lot of them don't. I wish. I tell you what, cutting the grass at the farm, like I told you what I did with, I had a bunch of, don't ask me the brand, but I had a bunch of old beer.
Oh, God. Was it skunk when you got it?
Is it the same beer that blew up in my car?
It was the one that I thought their gunfire was in my garage last summer when stuff started going, pop, 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 pop. Yep. It was pop. And I was like, what can I do with it? So I took all the grass and I soaked it in beer and then put some oats in there and kind of let it kind of, you know, I wasn't making mash or whatever, but I was making something for the horses and the cows to eat. Or the cows to eat.
Well, I didn't think
about
that.
And the donkey as well.
Because of the barley.
Yeah. And so they're not getting drunk or whatever, but it's making that kind of...
Nom nom.
Yeah. Whatever that mash. I don't know what the terminology is for it.
Goats love beer. They really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lip curls up when you pour it on his nose.
I tell you, out of the goats, there's only one I like. The rest of them, they're not fun.
Why are they not really fun? Not. Are they mean?
They just
blank holes.
I feel like you ever have a parent or grandparents like you only come around when you want something. Yeah. That sounded like my mother saying that, but you know, it's like if I'm over the, if I walk out there with a bag in my hand, like making that bag sound, that brown bag, you know, like that right there. Oh, they come.
They're huggies.
But then if I don't have my bag in my hand, talk about the feed bag.
Oh yeah,
feeding time. They won't have nothing to do with me.
No.
Why would they, though?
Is that a text somebody sent you to probably fire back at?
Probably.
The text, I mean, like, shut it down.
I mean,
shut it down.
You feed them. I mean, it's...
I know. I'm being facetious in a sense, but also it is kind of like you see the moral of that, though. It's like...
They've got things to
it's
do.
It's like when my daughter will just text me, hey, Dad, I love you. And I'm sitting there waiting for her. I love you, too, but what do you want?
Yeah, like, why
are you don't ever nice? Just text me out of the blue and say, I love you.
You're the best dad ever. Can I have $500?
Yeah, like, are we at a sweet feed? Like, what's going on?
Do I need to get some crack corn?
Why did you send this?
Well, guess what? Jimmy crack corn, I don't care.
Care.
Here's that example. Here's the guy's response from a landscaper, an art artist himself.
Oh.
To the freshly car washed with the grass covered car. I'm a landscaper, so I speak on behalf of all landscapers when I say, shut the f*** up, living off your husband's money. Shut the f*** up and go get another car wash, drink your mimosa, and ride back to the house, play with your little f***. Because nobody gives a f*** about your opinion. It's a car. Traffic moves the grass. That's what it's going to do. You blow it in light little forms, it's going to push it on up just like the f***ing wind. So shut the f*** up and go wash your car on his dime again.
Ooh, that guy.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Rack him.
Despises women.
Hates them.
Hates women. I wonder where that comes from. Hmm. Like, did he just get, like, taken advantage of by women, or is he not like his mother or his grandma? Like, where does that come
really
from?
Really Oedipal.
Because he's making all these things, you know, she doesn't work, he goes home, and all she does is drink and dildo herself and things. I used it as a verb. I don't care.
That call could have been sponsored.
Okay. I got a runny nose. I need to Kleenex myself.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's... I can't, like... I said my piece on that. I mean, that was...
Yeah. He got really, maybe over the top specific. Mad about it.
We defend, like... People defend their occupations. It's wild.
Or they make it more important than it really is. Like, it's not...
Oh, enough about us.
But, you know, it kind of... We do it, but hey. It kind of makes sense because there's some, like, you know, recognition with it, some notoriety.
Why?
Like, if you...
You TikTok famous.
Even when there is notoriety, you don't go.
Let's say if you sell mailboxes. Let's see. You're like, oh man, this is Doug.
I'm a door-to-door mailbox salesman.
That's better than female boxes.
Do you guys know about Doug?
I disagree with that, Paige.
Doug sells more. Doug's the Michael Jordan of selling mailboxes. Doug's got his own podcast.
Is he a human trafficker?
Oh boy.
No, but it's like, hey, dummy, Doug sells mailboxes. That is what it is. The mailbox industry is not propped up to be like, you know, all recognized as, oh my God, he sells mailboxes.
That's so cool if they're special.
I shouldn't know who he is.
No.
Quit trying to make him important.
He's not.
To other people.
He's not.
Well.
That's like with every business.
Unless you need a mailbox, then he's important.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's like everything. Everything is magnified.
He's the kind of guy, if you're like, you know what? I do everything paperless now. I send email.
Email.
And then there's a postal worker at the next table, he's listening. And then the guy there sells mailboxes. So they're already going to double team you, not in the way you want it. They're just like in a violent kind of way.
Then they have their own convention, their own dinner. They give each other awards and like, you know, they have podcasts talking about mailboxes. I'm like, oh my God, stop trying to. I tell you a perfect example of this. Everybody now, financial gurus, you see. You got a retirement portfolio. You got 500 grand in it. We'll handle it for you. Here's so and so. He's got a nice suit. He does a podcast. He does a local access TV show talking about money. I'm like, okay, he's paying for all of it himself, and he's got a guy with him, just so it doesn't look like he's so much of an ass age that he's talking to himself. So he has somebody he bounces it off of, but he really doesn't care what that guy thinks about it.
He's yes man,
pretty much.
Also funny is that those people that are independently wealthy that are like, aren't you tired of working that 9 to 5? Don't you want to be your own boss? Why the hell am I here at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning at a radio station when I'm financially successful? Why am I here? Y'all are out going to Cracker Barrel, Jockey Lot. Some of you still asleep, but I'm financially free. Are you tired of working that 9 to 5?
Who is he? That's Daryl the money manager. Oh my God.
You don't know me. I'm the guy with the dollars on my tie.
He's got 15,000 followers he bought on social media.
You don't recognize that guy. Look at his shoes. That's the dancing dentist.
It's not like any hot trim's going to recognize you. Is that Doug, the money manager? Oh my God.
Paige, don't turn around. It's Tony, the mailbox salesman.
Girl, I'm snail trailing all over this place. I ain't going to lie right now, Irm.
And I mean mailbox with M-A-I-L. Not like he's some kind of, you know, pimp for
mailboxing.
Here's a... Here's the last one, the chick who doesn't like her new boss.
Oh, no.
Because he's a doo-dooer.
He's a pooper.
Too much. You know what? Maybe she should get some nose plugs. Maybe quit, you know, putting your nose up under the door when he walks in.
How do you know what he does?
I am calling to vent about my new 27-year-old boss.
Oh,
I'm sick and tired of smelling his We have one bathroom in the office. The office is a 3-person bathroom. He's a male. We are 2 females. And I swear to God, he has irritable bowel syndrome. He takes this probably about 20 times a day. And he does not let it air out. He doesn't spray anything. I can be sitting at my desk and the smell is creeping up and I'm tired of smelling his shit.
Yeah.
I don't even like smelling my own husband's shit, let alone this guy who's been in the office for 3 weeks. I don't like smelling anybody's shit. Do something, boy. Go to your f***ing hotel where you've been living because you can't find an apartment yet and go take a shit. It's 5 minutes down the road. I bet he's shit in the office because his wife don't even like smelling his shit. That is the worst part.
Two things. One, this is where the term don't act like your blank don't stink. That's where it comes from. That exactly literally right. is the analogy for that. And then the other thing is it reminds me of the guy who called in asking if he should divorce his wife because she makes him go to the gas station across the street to go number 2.
It was non-negotiable. He could not go in the house.
Would not allow him to.
She said it was so bad he had to go to the store.
Yep.
As much as you say you don't like smelling it, you do. And you don't say it that much.
It also started, it laid it out too much at the beginning. My 27-year-old boss, that's the kind of the
animosity.
We're 2 women that have been here for a while, and this 27-year-old man comes in here. We can't even put our tampons out on the thing no more.
That's what it is. It probably goes maybe a couple times, and it's a couple bad times.
They used to do it here.
What do you think? We're going to have like a decanter out there where they're all stuck in there? That doesn't happen. That's not
there
sanitary.
Used to be tampons here in the women's rooms. I mean, there used to be, like, they would have the...
Like a basket would be nice.
Yeah, there'd be, like, some kind of little...
yeah, that would be okay.
Woven basket there.
That'd be nice.
But they had a thing you put them in, like, because you're not supposed to flush them. Is that what you're talking about on the wall?
Well, if your mother raised you right, you would know how to just guard them.
I don't have a snooch, so...
I don't know this.
That's why I'm asking.
Just because they call you Fat Boy doesn't mean you are. You can't assume.
He is.
Yeah, I don't... I feel
not
like
with a P either. I'm talking about with an F.
I feel like you shut both ears off and just kind of looked and said, I'll try to figure out what he was saying, but maybe not pay attention.
I don't think it was the ears. I think it's pretty much what was between them.
Like, I'm still shocked that that was the thing. That you would dispose of used, you know.
Well, what are they supposed to do with it? Well, they're supposed to put it in one of them lock boxes.
There's a bin in the bathroom. Where you dispose of it. You wrap it and dispose it in that.
I know it's the catch 22. It's just a man. I'm really glad I'm not a woman. That is awful. You can't flush them though.
But what do you think? Like the lock boxes, the ones that are red, they're unlocking key at the doctor's office. They have like the biohazard logo. Like, is there supposed to be one of those? They're supposed to pop their little.
You know what? Probably, yeah.
Yes, in every public bathroom.
And does that?
You'd have some pedophile or some weirdo going in there trying to break in and steal them.
Oh my God!
There's too many nuts in the world, and I mean crazy people.
You ever thought about selling those to the highest bidder? Where does that trash go? Does it go in the normal trash?
We actually, New Jersey buys that trash from us. We buy their regular trash.
They buy.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.